If you have your Bibles with you today, I'd ask you to turn over there to Psalm 119, the 105th verse. Psalm 119, in the 105th verse. The Bible declares there that your word is a lamp to guide my feet and a light for my path. And I think that when we look at this, in what the sermon or message title says, is light that safeguards your steps. Light that safeguards your steps. And I think oftentimes we don't, review that part of our walk with God in the sense that the Word of God is with us at all times. The Word, the Bible declares, is hid in our heart that we may not sin against Him. And so I think it's really important that we look at the idea of having a safeguard with us at all times. You see advertisements on TV and all the different areas that the companies that say they can safeguard your home, that you can be across the nation and look into your home and by your church or by a church app or by your own personal app, you can be looking at your home and see if there's any problems going on there. Especially if you have teenagers and you left them behind and you're gone for a week, you can zoom in to see what's going on. But to say this is that what we have in our life is an ever-present King, Jesus Christ, who is there with us at all times. He never leaves us nor forsakes us. David said that he was young and then he was old and he's never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his children begging bread. The Bible is very clear that God traveled with the Israelites throughout the whole time till they crossed into the promised land. And then at that point forward, they had to move more deeply in faith and believe God and know that his promises were still there and he was still in great communication with them. In other words, he is always there for us. You see, the darkness that we cause in our lives by improper decisions can be blinding at times. We make bad decisions. It causes us to be seemingly alone. It causes us to sense that we are surrounded by darkness and we're not able, and often forgetting whom the Lord is and what his word can accomplish is a result of this blinding experience, because we start concentrating on the darkness, concentrating on the bad decision, or concentrating our whole mindset that this is never going to change. This can't change. The Bible is very clear. It literally says that his word is a lamp. Now it says it's personal there, to my feet and a light to my path. Not your path, not their path, but my path. And you would do the same thing. It's my path I'm on. And his word is there as a lamp and a light for me. And I think it's really important that that life that we lead in Jesus Christ has a light that safeguards us in every step that we take. And we have to understand that also the enemy of our soul can darken the days to hinder the progress of your destiny. His whole employment that he has given himself by his bad decisions to think he could be greater than God, cast out of heaven, given rule over this earth, literally, his whole employment is to discourage you, to destroy you, to ruin your day, to keep you from really reaching the destiny that God has for you. The uniqueness about God is this, is God does not interfere with us. He has a promise for us. He has a destiny for each of us. But if we choose not to follow that destiny, and we continue to do so because we don't use the Word as a guide for us in our destiny, God's not going to show up with a pair of Ray-Bans at your front door and saying, "Hey, I just came by to tell you, you need to start doing this." He doesn't interfere with us. The same thing where two football teams are playing. Let's say it's a Super Bowl. And you have Christian brothers on either side that are very much involved with God. They run Bible studies. They're just really great church members. And they're both kneeling. "God, give us the victory today." Well, you know, God's not going to answer one and not the other. It's not going to do that. It's up to those football players to get out there and battle it out for the victory. It's up to us to battle out for the victory. But what we have on our team is our quarterback is Jesus Christ.
Right.
Amen. And we have the light of the Word to guide us, to guard us, to keep us and protect us as we walk through this path called life.
Right.
And if you're breathing today, and I believe you are because you're looking at me, is that this, that you're on that path of life right now. You're there. And I want to say this to you. Don't discard the Word. The Word needs to be alive in you every day. The promises of God. Reread them. Know them. Memorize them. Confess them. Believe them. And let God take you down the road of your destiny in great victory. Amen. You're more than conquerors through Him who loves us. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. We're overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and by the testimony of our lips. Amen. We have victory. He causes us to triumph always through Christ Jesus.
Amen.
All the promises of God are yes and amen through us. Amen.
Amen.
We have all that for our life. We have the promises of God that belong to us, not to another. And in this particular text, it is a guide to my feet.
Yep.
It's a lamp to my path. Praise God. It's personal. I like what Paul said in the book of Philippians. My God shall supply all your need. My God. He had personal experience on that. Praise God. My God shall supply all your need. And I think it's important that we understand that there is victory every day in Christ. Oh, I know that we wake up in the morning. And if you don't, you should. But I know sometimes that you wake up and the first thing that comes to your mind is something negative, something a problem. Maybe when you're sleeping at night, you have restless dreams. Things happen and you wake up and these thoughts are there and you feel attacked. That's the enemy. That's how he works. He's ready to sow in and ready to destroy. He's ready to kill, rob, and destroy. But Jesus came to give you life, and that life more abundant. John 10:10. It's there. It's open for our believing it. It's ours to know that Jesus Christ said, "This is yours because you have confessed me as Lord and Savior and repented of your sin. I have now given you this life."
Right.
We live for eternity. We don't die. Amen. Praise God for that. We get new bodies. New names when we get to heaven. There's going to be no more sorrow, no more pain, no more sickness, and no more death. And God will literally wipe away our tears with His hand.
Right.
Praise God. We get to drink of the river of life that flows out from under the throne of God. We need to eat of the leaves of the nations that are there. We get to walk the streets of gold. We get to live in a mansion. We get to see Jesus and talk to Him for eternity. We get to see Peter and Paul and James and John. We get to see all the apostles. We get to see Mary. We get to see all the great people that had something personal to do with Jesus' life. We get to see God the Father. And the light that lights heaven is God Himself. There's no sun. There's no specific light. It is the same light that's referred to here. His Word lights our path. It's a guide to us. Praise God. Accept what I'm saying to you today. There is somebody, though, called the devil, Lucifer, Slewfoot, Old Stinky Breath, whatever you want to say, who is literally will try to destroy your life. And you know what? He is a liar from the very beginning, and he is the father of lies. And listen, what else? Sometimes it's almost, I don't even like to say it, but sometimes people just cowl to him like a puppy dog and say, don't bother me, don't hurt me. Let me tell you something. Stand up against the enemy. He has no right to affect you. He has no right to come into your home. He has no right to abort your relationships. He has no right to dictate to you of what your life is going to be. Your life is set by Jesus Christ. He knows your beginning. He knows every breath you're going to take. He knows every word you're going to speak. He knows the thoughts and the intents of your heart. My God, his word is alive and powerful. Hebrews 4 and 12, sharper than any two-edged sword. Yep. Separating the joints and the marrow, the soul and the spirit. And he knows the very thoughts and the intents of our heart. He is our God. He's our Savior forevermore. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. The word is light. It is light. Whenever I read the word, which is daily, whenever I listen to the word, which is daily, not weekly, not monthly, not when I just feel like it, or I need to, but because I love to, I want the light in my spirit. I want to hear the word in my heart, in my mind. I want the promises of God to resound daily. The word is light. It's the goodness that we need. It's the empowerment that we have. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Amen. The word lives in us. Know ye not that ye are the temple of the Holy Ghost? That ye are no longer your own, but ye have been bought by a price that you and I could have never paid. A debt that we owed, he paid the debt that he did not owe for us, that we would be freely justified, Romans 5 and 1. That we would have access into God, Romans 5 and 1. Into the very presence of God, into the throne room of grace. Praise God. So we actually have this ability to walk in and obtain mercy and grace to help in our time of need. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We can walk in.
Yes.
We don't need an appointment. I called the other day to talk to a doctor on the phone to get a checkup. And the doctor was on vacation. I couldn't see the doctor, so I had to go to see some other doctor, which was a PA, a physician's assistant, well-trained. But I thought to myself, I want to see the doctor. Well, you can't see the doctor. On vacation, you have to see the PA. I said, no, I want to see the doctor. Well, you're going to have to wait 3 or 4 more months to see the doctor. I said, I'll wait. You see, but I've never gone into the throne room of grace to obtain mercy and grace to help in a great time of need, which, by the way, they do come. They show up either by improper decisions or by the enemy coming after us. Amen. And literally going there, and I've never had to walk in there, and like Michael the archangel said, Dennis, you should have called. You didn't know that the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, the 3-in-1, are on vacation. The appointment's with me today. How can I help you? Well, no, Michael, I don't really want to see you because, you know, you were a created angel. You don't know what it is to be a human being. I'm the university for you. You see what God does for us. And you stand at awe and you worship. You're a ministering spirit of fire. You have those things going, but I've got to see the one who knows my very beginning. in my end. I need to walk in the light of the gospel today. I need to know that I can see Him. That's never happened to me. When I walk into that throne room of grace, when I run into that throne room of grace, I boldly come in. I don't mind saying I'm here. Here I am.
Yes.
I don't mind hearing. I never have, but I wouldn't mind hearing someone say, "Oh, I wish he'd be quiet." Why is he so excited? Because I get excited when you have time with Jesus. Praise God. I get excited. I'm not bored. I'm not like bummed out that I got to pray. I'm not like freaking out that, oh my gosh, I got to sit around with God for a while when I could be watching my favorite drama on TV, or I could be watching the NBA Finals, or I could be watching the Super Bowl. I got to spend time with God. Well, yeah. I love it when I'm in the midst of doing something and God says, "Stop, I want to spend time with you." I don't go, "Oh, come on, don't you see that I'm having fun here?" No, I say, "All right, let's do this." Praise God. I was late at night the other night and I just was waiting to see this one show. And I went to turn it on and the Holy Spirit said, "Nope, I want to spend time with you." And I didn't go, "Oh, wow." I did say, "Thank you for the recorders." But anyhow, I wanted to let you know that I was so pleased that the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me to pray for my church. Amen. To pray for the people here at Hope for the Bay. Amen. To pray for Potter's Hand. To pray over over the city of Santa Cruz and over San Pablo to tear down the strongholds, the principalities and powers and the rulers of darkness in high places. Because our weaponry is not carnal, but spiritual to the tearing down of these strongholds. Amen.
Amen.
The Word of God in us is alive. Not only does the Word of God inform us of His will, but as a light on a path in darkness, it shows us how to follow the right and avoid the wrong way. Use your Word every day to help you make decisions. What does the Word say? Is this the right way to go? Is this the wrong way to go? Oh, you're a pastor and you got special privileges with God. That's not true at all. As a pastor, I get attacked so much, I'm wondering if the devil just uses me to attack me, just to practice. Sends demonic powers after me. Just go get him. He's fun to practice on. No, you make bad decisions. I remember years ago, and I like sharing my own testimony because I hope that you can embrace this. I was very, very wealthy, doing very well. God allowed me and forgave me of some deep, deep sins and gave me a business, which was really very good. But let me say this to you, that I went on a trip to spend approximately $52,000 to bring antiques back to California from Ohio. And I got there outside of Columbus, Ohio, and I was there and I was buying beautiful furniture. Beautiful oak furniture. Magnificent claw-footed, original finish oak furniture. Tables and chairs, mirrors and dressers and high boys, roll top desks that were 7 foot long and 5 foot high. Beautiful roll tops. Amazing. The average price in my store was $1,000. If you walked in there, you were going to spend at least $1,000 before you walked out. And the Spirit of the Lord came to me in the middle of the night and said, "You're not to buy anything. Give it all back. Fly back home. This is wrong." You know what I did? Got out of bed and I knelt down and I said, "Devil, get out of here. Get out of here. You're a liar. You're not going to hinder what I'm trying to do to help families and to support my family and to bless what God has given me." I went back to California, unloaded a truck, worth of 52, a semi-truck load of $52,000 worth of furniture. Architectural furniture. Beautiful furniture that you would find that were 12 foot tall and would fit in 14 foot ceilings and mirrors and cabinets and beautiful, all original finish. Bear with me. Within 6 weeks later, I was repacking that truck, sending it back to its original owner. And what happened is that I had to fire 5 people and bankrupt for $45,000 because I didn't make the right decision when God spoke. So it does happen. But God brought us through that. The light of His Word brought us through it. It was a difficult time. It was horrible. But it brought us through it. Amen. What came out of that is it drove me into the ministry. My wife and I, it drove us into going into full-time ministry from a terrible decision into a decision to take a church that no one else wanted. No one wanted it. But God wanted us there. Now you hear what I'm saying to you. You make decisions sometimes that are improper. But then there's times where the enemy gets involved and causes you to fall away from God. I don't have any testimony there. But I will tell you that what you need to understand is always use the Word to guide your steps. Please understand your pastor if you receive me as such. Your preacher, if that's the respect you want to give me. But let me tell you, receive the word that's coming forth from this vessel of honor to you today. God is saying to you, He has given a safeguard to your life. Use the safeguard because it is your anchor in the storm. The Word of God brings truth to us always. The Bible says this. What am I about to say? I'm glad you said it before I did. God, who cannot lie. He always brings us truth. He always tells us what's up. He always tells us how it is. Sometimes we don't want to listen to what He has to say. My testimony a few moments ago. Sometimes we're so strong mind and strong willed and believing such a way that our beliefs have put God aside and this is what we want. God has to take us into a place that shows us we need Him beyond what we want. We need Him more than anything. Beyond anything. Is this making any sense to anybody today? Let me tell you that it's so important. It is always the light of the Word never brings confusion. Never does it bring confusion. It never camouflages. It's not hidden, in other words. You're not confused by God's Word. I've never gone to a church service, walked out confused. When the Word was there, when faith was active. I've walked out of churches before knowing that I preached the gospel of Jesus Christ and the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and everybody stared at me. And when the altar call was made, they just stared at me, and I walked out and got in the car with my wife. I said, well, that was confusing. Starving people needing food and they refused to eat. That's confusing. But let me tell you something. It never camouflages. It doesn't cover something up that you can't see what it really is. It shows you who you are, what you can become, and what you must do to become who you are. And that's what you will become. It shows you these beauties. Right there it says, look, this is your destiny. You're a child of God. You're a child of the King. You're not just something small, something tiny, something over there in the corner that you have to crawl to me like a worm. That's not what God says. You are a child of the King. Amen. You're created by the Lord God. You've been birthed on this earth for a purpose, and you've called upon my name, and my ear was not too heavy that it could not hear, and my arm and my hand were not too short that it could not save. I have anointed you, the Lord said. I have strengthened you, the Lord said. I have called you by my name. Hallelujah. Somebody get happy with me today. Somebody understand that there's a preacher before you that's born again, spirit-full, and on fire for the King of Kings and the Lord of Glory. I believe this word is a light, a guide, and a safeguard to our life. It never covers the kernel of truth. It never does. It always shows you the very kernel, the very center of truth. There's only one Jesus Christ. There's not many. He was the center. He hung at Calvary's cross. He suffered for us. He rose on the third day. He ascended up into heaven 40 days later. He did that. He did it. He stepped out of heaven to become a man, to bear our iniquities, to carry our transgressions, to be smitten and beaten and bore the stripes, and by his stripes we are healed. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Forget not his benefits every day. Amen. He heals all my diseases. He delivers me from all my iniquities. And he restores me as youth. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is good. God is great. God is awesome. He is worthy to be praised. It reveals the word as truth. Wow. Truth. In a world that's full of lies. Oh, I know we're in the election time of the year. And I know a lot of stuff coming over those podiums. I refuse to call them pulpits. Podiums are not truth. But we have to vote on lies and lack of integrity. But with the kingdom, you don't vote. God's not going to have anybody before him. He never tells a lie. He always shows truth. His word always declares the truth. And when we mirror ourselves in that word, there is a time we come to that we say, ouch. Show me the length of my days, God, that I would know how to respond and act. Cleanse me. Restore in me, create in me. Show me, God, what I need from you. And when I look at the word and I see myself, I don't see something that's beautiful. I don't see something that's gorgeous. I don't see something that's handsome. I don't see something that's great. I see something that's broken and in need of a Savior. And the truth is that he is the Savior, and he still accepts you and I. Amen. Yeah. Jesus stated that he is the way. How do you get there? Down that way. He's the truth. I'm not kidding you. And he's the life. You're going to have life eternal. Jesus. Everybody say that with me. Jesus.
Jesus.
He's the way, the truth, and the life. John 14 and 6. He's there for you and I. He's there right now. He's been there all day. He was there before you woke up. He's always there. Yes. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Sometimes in the middle of the night, you don't know this. My wife doesn't know this. She knows it because I tell her, but she doesn't see me do it. I go out in the middle of our property there. And I just stand out there in the middle of the night and lift my hands up through those redwood trees and look at those stars. And I say, God, thank you. I worship you. Well, that's good. You do it in secret. Nobody can see you. You know what I do in the middle of the afternoon sometimes or in the morning? I walk outside there and I stand in the same spot. All the cars that could drive down that road, there's not many, but when they drive down, they can see the property. My neighbors across the street can see me, and the neighbors up on the hill can see me. My dogs, Finnegan and Fiona, and my cat, Frankie, they can see me, and they look at me. I'm out there in the middle of the driveway saying, God, I honor you. I thank you. I praise you. I am not ashamed to be called by your name. Thank you for the churches that you've honored me to be part of. Thank you for this movement that I'm part of. Thank you for the anointing that you've given my life. Thank you, God, for the many thousands of people that have come to the Lord through my ministry that is your ministry and me, not mine. Thank you, God. I honor you and I praise you. Amen. When I went to Santa Cruz, the first time I went to Santa Cruz, I walked up and down the mall speaking in tongues. Openly and publicly, up and down the Pacific Avenue Mall speaking in tongues. No worries, because people walk up and down that mall saying all sorts of things. You know, and no one even thought anything of it. I'm just walking down there, you know, speaking in tongues, praise God. Amen. I've got my hands up. I'm claiming this, claiming that street corner, claiming this. And no, and I'm looking around thinking they're going to think I'm weird. Everybody's just... You know, and then, of course, there's the pink guy who he was walking down the hill with the umbrella. The guy dressed like a woman called the pink guy walking down the street, taking a step like this. And they're not even looking at him weird. I'm thinking, well, praise God, I'm getting away with it. Amen. Hallelujah. But let me tell you something. We have to understand. He said in John 8:12, I am the light of the world. If you follow me, you won't have to walk in darkness because you will have the light that leads to life. You won't have to walk in darkness. I mean, if you're here today and you feel like you're walking in darkness, you don't have to.
That's right.
You don't. It's your choice. Don't let negative speech cause darkness in your life. Negative speech does not bring in light. It brings in darkness. Speak positive speech, such as, I know I'm going through it, but oh God, I know you're there. Praise God, I know that I am covered by you. I am blessed by you. You have promised me promises that only you could fulfill in me and through me and around me. And Lord God, I set my mind on things above, not on things of this earth. God, I believe my life is hidden in Christ in God. I believe, oh Father God, that all things are created in you, by you, and through you, and nothing can be done unless it is from you. I believe this, God, with all my heart. And oh God, even though it's hard for me sometimes to see the next step, I know that your word is leading me. Your word is guiding me, and I am safe, and the enemy cannot have anything that is promised to me or belongs to me, because God, I have surrendered all to you.
Amen.
Someone shout amen.
Amen.
Light penetrates the darkness. The simple experiment: go lock yourself in a dark closet. Put a towel under the door. There's nothing in there. Pull out a match and light it. Darkness dispels. Take a flashlight. Shoot it. It dispels. It goes away. You're in a problem right now. You're going through a situation right now. It happens. It comes. You didn't order it. It's there. Open the Word. You know, sometimes I get attacked in the middle of the night. This may sound strange to you, but that's okay. Because most people don't go through it, because I've chosen a life of God deeply. The enemy does not like me, by the way. Doesn't want me at this church. Doesn't want me in Santa Cruz. Doesn't want me to do anything. Sometimes I'm there in bed at night and I can't sleep, and he attacks me vehemently. Tries to anger me. Tries to put thoughts in my head. Reminds me of violence. Reminds me of things that I should not think about. And I reach out. I grab this old Bible I got. It weighs 2 or 3 pounds. And I take that Bible and I open it up and I lay it on my chest and I say, what do you got to say now, devil? And he's gone. The Word of God conquers. My wife will tell you right at my stand at the next to my bed, there is a Bible. Right there.
And there's one on my side too.
One on my wife's side, right there, yes. Believe us, believe me, believe. And I know that I'm not speaking to people that don't know. I know I'm speaking to people that understand. Use your word. Use your word. It penetrates darkness. It illuminates the way. I don't know which way to go. Open your word. Don't be like the guy that lost his business and didn't know what to do. And he said, I'm going to open up the Bible and I'm just going to point. And where I put my finger, that's what is going to happen. He opened up the Bible. He didn't know. He had his eyes closed, pointed. He opened it to Hebrews chapter 13. He said, that's it. I'm doing chapter 13 bankruptcy. Let me tell you something right now. Don't listen to that stuff. Don't play God like that. Read the Word and see victory after victory after victory over insurmountable odds. Nothing is too difficult for the Lord. Hallelujah. Nothing. There is still and will always be power in the name of Jesus Christ. Demons will flee. Praise God. If you're having problems at the house, I've said this hundreds of times in revivals and in churches, in prayer groups. Go home. Open your doors today. Stand in the middle of your living room and say, get out of here, devil. And if your kids start to pack or somebody else starts to pack their living house, say, I didn't mean you. Praise God. Hallelujah. But literally, get out of here, devil. Get out. Amen. Don't let sin dwell in your home.
That's right.
Don't let sin dwell in your home. Praise God. I found drugs on my property one time. I waited till the right people came home. Hey, how you doing? I'm doing well. How you doing? They knew something was wrong because I answered like that. I walked up and I held up the drugs. I say, who did these and this belong to? It's not mine. I looked at it and again I says, well, I don't see any legs on it. It got here somehow. Now get it off the property. Don't ever bring drugs on my property again. And whoever the person was that brought them up here, if that's the story, they are not welcome here lest they want to give their heart to Jesus Christ. Don't allow sin to darken the way that God has given you. Light guides provides direction towards your destiny. It shows you direction towards your destiny. The Word does. Not a novel. Not a TV drama. Not a movie. The Word. I challenge you today by the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit of the living God that you live the Word every day. That you read the Word every day. That you know the Word. Now, you know, you can quote the Word, but that doesn't mean you know the Word. I know a lot of people can quote the Bible and they're living like demons. I'll never forget when our first ministry in Santa Cruz. Homeless ministry. The room would only sit 60 to 70 homeless people and witches, which they came, the witches came with little witch caps and candles burning on their hat and everything. One of them looked at me outside one night when I was closing up and she looked at me and said, what are you doing here? And I said, I'm here to clean this city up. Why don't you get out? They just stunned and turned and ran away. Let me tell you something. You have to understand that even though we were sending out young people to go into the parks to minister the word, they had big old fat Bibles, and they said, I'm going after these folks, Pastor. I'm going to do this. We're going to win. We're going to take down these people. An hour and a half later, they came back sheepishly, crying. I said, what's wrong? They said, they knew the word better than we did. And they're not even Christians. I said, I know. That's what I try to tell you. You, before you go out there, you need to know the word. So when they counteract your word, you counteract it with the word of Jesus Christ. And let me tell you, when you use the name of Jesus Christ, demons will flee. You'll silence the mouths of liars and contenders. You will literally know, and they'll see, and they'll stand back from the anointed of God. Praise God. Holy be his name forever and evermore. Hallelujah. When in darkness or not, you have a torch, a light, a bright light which is fueled with oil of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is in you. That's the oil that you have. It's not something that you've conjured up. It's not something that, wow, I've got a great idea. I'm going to be on fire for God, and I'm going to burn on my own energy. Let me tell you, the reason that I burn like I do at 66 years old, come this June, let me tell you right now, according to insurance, 6 months ago I became 66, but 66 years old, let me tell you something right now, I am as on fire today because it's not me, it's the Holy Ghost of the living God. It's burning in me. The oil of God's Spirit is in my life. It's in your life. And you need to burn with that fire, a flame that causes sin to burn up. Yes. And for God to be glorified. Amen. Yes. Praise God. Is anybody hearing me today? Is anybody alive in Jesus today? Does anybody have the knowledge that the Word is the way to victory in your life? Right now, this very moment, don't say like Pharaoh said, tomorrow. Say now. Amen. Yeah. Now. Shine the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. This is a dark world. And the only dependable light is the word of God. It's the only dependable light. I got lights that burn out all the time in my house. They flicker. I hit the side of it with my fingernail and it flickers back on for a while, and I turn my back, walk out, and it seems to go ha ha ha, and it goes out again. Flickers. God never goes out. You don't have to knock on God and say, are you awake? He never sleeps nor slumbers. He's always there. Praise God. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Watch out for false fire. Be careful around false fire, because false fire is of the enemy. He can counterfeit. He can do this. It's false fire. The enemy is a liar. He cannot help you. He cannot take you through. He cannot have you vault walls. He cannot have you go across the waters. He cannot have you swim. He cannot have you walk on water. He cannot have you go through the mountains of crime, every mountain. He cannot take these things. He cannot flatten out the mountain before you. He cannot straighten out the crooked path. He cannot blossom flowers in the desert. Let me tell you something. He is not God. Only God can do those things. And I'm here today to tell you, he's telling me to tell you now, he wants to do this for you now, today. Yes. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. And this is the message we have heard from Jesus and now declare. 1 John chapter 1 verses 5 through 7. God is light and there is no darkness in him at all. So we are lying if we say we have fellowship with God, but go on living in spiritual darkness. Hear me. We're lying. That's God saying it. If you're living in spiritual, if you're letting the devil put darkness all over you, and you know, one guy was watching this guy pray for somebody one day, and he lays hands on him and he goes, oh my God, son. There's a dark cloud over your head, and that's the darkness, that's the shadow that you're feeling. A dark cloud. And I said, wait a minute. The Bible says God never puts a dark cloud over our head. And they looked at me like, who are you? I said, let me tell you who I am. I'm just a believer in Jesus Christ. I believe in this word. And the Bible says that the shadow of the Almighty God covers us. So if he's feeling a shadow over him, it's God's protecting him against the enemy's attacks. Praise God. Well, of course, I wasn't popular after that. But I want you to know the guy being prayed for felt a whole lot better. How'd you like to go up for prayer? I see a dark cloud over your head. It's the devil. I don't have any power to get rid of it. You're just going to have to live with that dark cloud. Get out of here before it gets on me. Let me tell you something, my friend. If you're feeling like there's darkness over you, it may be God protecting you against the enemy's attacks. Yeah. Praise God. Don't parley with the devil or he'll take your soul. Don't give him an inch or he'll take 100 miles. Don't give him a thought or he'll take your mind. Don't surrender your heart or he'll take your whole being. Let me tell you something right now, my friend. Go ahead and give your life totally to God, not just in salvation, but also in everyday living, not allowing spiritual darkness to keep you from practicing truth. But if we are living in the light as God is in the light, then we have fellowship with each other. Look around the room. If you're all in the light, you've got fellowship with one another. Amen. Praise God. And the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from a few sins. One sin. All sins. Every sin that you've ever committed, he has cleansed you of it. Every sin. Well, Pastor, I think about it all the time. Just don't let the devil tell you that. He renewed your mind. How do you renew your mind, Pastor? By reading the word every day. By the renewing of your mind. Coming into my life, the Lord does. Praise God. Nothing better than getting in a close communication with God and staying there. Amen. Years ago, I prayed, God, I'm here, and I know I'm here with you right now, and I'm sensing your presence. I'm going to leave, but I don't really want to leave, so if I can stay here spiritually, I will. I got up and left, and I never left there. Praise God, and I'm still there with him. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, because I believe that God gives us grace and mercy. I believe he shows us unmerited favor. I believe he shows us the path that we're on. I believe with all my heart that he is a safeguard to all our steps. Keep the word in your heart and the promises of God on your lips. And I can quote promises that God has given me that have yet to come. Amen. I saw one of my boys yesterday. Man, does he look good. I'm telling you right now, he looked good. Muscular. Just handsome. But he looked good. You know, got a little goatee happening. He looked good. Tall. Wide shoulder. But I looked into his heart, and his heart looked so good. So good. My kids don't like it because they do like it, but they don't like it because they know that they can't get away with anything with me. Even when they act like they did, they know that God has gifted me to look into a person's soul. And so they come into the room and they kind of look, well, over here. But I find them, and oh, they loved it when they were younger, that they come home and then Dad go up and give them a kiss. They knew what I was doing. You're coming over and smelling on me, aren't you? Amen. Yeah. Yeah. Smelling the beer, smelling the pot, smelling everything else that may have been happening. And guess what? You're not doing it. Stop it now. Get to the altars of God. Know that Jesus lives. But let me tell you, I saw my boy. He looked great. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Moms, dads, don't give up. Don't fret. Praise God. Somebody told me one day, you know what? You need to put your boy in a program. I said, really? Do you have $28,000 for me to put him in a program? Or is that just hot air? Well, I don't have the $28,000, but you need to do that. I said, no, I don't. What I need is to pray and to fast and to declare the word into his life every time I see him. And every time I saw him, I declared the word. Every time I see him driving away, he's driving away at night, the nighttime, 1 o'clock in the morning. You know where I'm at? Out in my driveway. I've got my hands pointed right towards him. Praise God. I say, Father, in the name of Jesus, you can do this at a distance right now. Just declare right now that his heart is whole, his body is clean, and his soul is saved. In the name of Jesus, I claim him for the ministry. I claim him for the kingdom. And I did that for 2 or 3 years. And let me tell you something right now. He said to me yesterday, we're going to go to church. I got a bunch of people up here in Boulder Creek that want to go to church right now. They're just getting out of the hospital. Some of them are just getting out of jail. They need God. I said, Durr. Amen. They need God. But I said in my mind, prayer works. My way, it didn't cost me no $28,000. It may have cost me hours after hours and days after days of prayers and fasting. But my Lord, my God, the greatest healer in the world has touched my boy. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God forevermore. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. He'll bring you through any darkness. Any darkness. Wherever you're at today. Darkness over your children. Darkness in relationships. Darkness in your future. He will bring healing. His word is a safeguard for us. John 1 and 5, the light shines in darkness and the darkness never extinguished. Darkness can't extinguish the light. The light illuminates, gets rid of, destroys, pushes away, it runs. Amen. I used to make a joke when I was younger. I'd say, you know, you flash the light over here and watch the darkness. It runs underneath the couch. I used to do that with my daughter, Erin. I said, watch, honey. Here's the flashlight. I turn it on, and all of a sudden, that all would get light in there. I said, did you see it? She said, what, Dad? I said, the darkness. It ran underneath the couch. You see what I'm saying to you? We have a right, because you're Christians. You're Jesus' people. You're sons and daughters of the King of Kings and the Lord of Glory. You have a right to tell the enemy, get out. Get out. In Jesus' name. I believe today that the light penetrates, it illuminates, and it guides. I believe that in my personal life. I believe that in your life also. God desires for you to walk in his light every day. Amen.